This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this blessed and beautiful opportunity. Thank you for every listener. And I beseech thee that thou wouldst bless each and every one. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I call your attention to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. The reading begins at verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Howbeit then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. Let us pray once again. Father God, please allow your Holy Spirit to open these read scriptures into our hearts. Help us to understand and benefit immensely therefrom. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Blessed Holy Ghost, thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. The sermon topic, as well as our subject for today, is God's timetable. God's timetable. Paul addresses the issue of the covenant and the law and their relationships to each other. He talks of the promise of God, and he assures us that the law does not disannul the promise. He sees us as being under the schoolmaster of the law for some time, or at least Israel, until the faith in Christ. He goes on, and that comes before chapter 4, that he mentions those items. He goes on and starts in chapter 4, saying, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. While Paul is speaking of a number of principles here, I would like in this particular sermon to look at verse 4, Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Paul, in presenting basic principles of Christianity, critical principles that everyone should understand, mentions this fullness of time, which would indicate that God has his own timetable. And so the children of God phased into the promises of God and into the directives of God. Everything did not happen at one time. And so it is with your life and my life. We do not just automatically all at one time attain everything that God would have us have. But as the fullness of time arrives, God brings into view, into manifestation, into reality, those blessings and those promises that he has for us. And so we need to be mindful of the fullness of time. God's timetable is not always in sync with our timetable. Oftentimes that gets us into trouble because we want the time to be full before the Lord's timetable says that it is full. We would be wise to seek the understanding of God's timetable in our lives. And rather than expecting God to sync his timetable to our timetable, we should rather sync our timetable to God's timetable for our lives. We will find that things will be so wonderfully, wonderfully better as we seek to operate within the will of God, as we sync perfectly our timetable to the timetable that God has established for us. So we read in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. There was a time that God had ordained and planned in his timetable that he would send the Messiah, that he would send Jesus Christ. He did not send him 1 second early. And he did not send him 1 second late, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. If you serve God and honor God, you will see this happen in your life. As God fulfills his promises to you, he will do them right on time, right on schedule, if you will humble yourself and pray and submit yourself to God's timetable. He will bless you in the fullness of the time of your blessing. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Every preacher needs to understand that God has a timetable. You may have a miracle hand, but you need to understand that God has a timetable. And when you step into a strange situation, even though you have the power of God in your hand, you must consider God's timetable. What do you mean, Brother Page? I mean that it would be foolish for me to expect that every time I do something, God is going to change his timetable for me. What do you mean, Brother Page? It means that I pray for many people and they are healed. But I pray for some people and they still die. It means that God's timetable for that person was that he or she depart from planet Earth. And though I may have stepped into the situation, God had set his timetable. Some of you don't pray for people because you feel embarrassed when you pray for them and they still die. I have seen God work miracles at my prayers. And then I've seen myself pray for people and the people still die or not get well. God has his own timetable. And I must be wise enough to understand that I do not always change his timetable. There are times when God is willing to be merciful and graceful, when he's willing to extend mercy and grace to that person for whom I'm praying. But some people have played with God all their lives. And God has told them a year or so ago, I'm going to give you one more chance. Just one more chance. And they keep on playing with God. And then God decides to bring his judgment down upon them. And they run to see Pastor Page. And Pastor Page steps in the situation and expects God to change something. When God told them, I was giving you one more chance, and he gave them one more chance. Even though Pastor Page prays for them, the fullness of time of their judgment has come, and God is going to do what he told them. If you're a preacher, understand that God hears you. Understand that God will work miracles through you. But also understand that God has his own timetable, and you would be wise to sink your mind, your power, your timetable, your ministry, and your philosophy to the timetable of Almighty God. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Oh yes, the theological points here are wonderful and are vast beyond the mention of fullness of time. But that one little principle is important for every Christian to understand. That one little principle, seek God's timetable. Seek to know God's timetable in your life. How do I do that, Reverend? Pray. Fast. Read the Word of God. Pray. Fast. Read the Word of God. Pray. Fast. Read the Word of God. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for your timetable. Your timetable is so much better than my timetable. For your timetable is perfect. My timetable is imperfect. Thus I sync my timetable with your timetable. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the blessed Holy Spirit, thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. This is light to guide our feet, the 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page.